time that it wasn't the route to go down.
You're saying that it's not worth reconsidering?
I really don't think so.
With respect, Joanna, do luxury travel and green tourism really go together? And do we really believe that our customers will pay thousands of dollars to stay in a mud hut without running water next to a termite mound? That's what I'm asking.
Okay, Khalid, you've made your point. Greta, I'd be interested in hearing what you think about this.
Well, at first I was very much in favour of Joanna's proposal, but I admit that I'm having some second thoughts about it. Which is why I put forward an alternative proposal that we're going to discuss later on. I think we have to take the long view. There is huge growth in this sector, and
what
we really need
to... What do you think of this? We offer customers the option of paying the carbon offsetting as an extra...
Sorry, Khalid, could you let Greta finish, please?
Okay, sorry.
I was just saying that I think if we're going to stay competitive in this market, we really have...
Okay, so that's one problem. And as a result, the price of minibus hire in the locality has increased dramatically over the last year.
That's interesting, Thomas, thank you, but I think it's probably best left for another meeting. Maybe we are digressing a little. If I could just bring the conversation back to the agenda.
Am I right in saying that the general opinion is we can go ahead on this?
Khalid here. I still have serious reservations. Are we really prepared to lose three of our best-selling products, including the Nile Cruise, just to chase this pipe dream of green tourism? I suggest that we keep all the current tours, but include the opportunity for clients to pay a voluntary charge for carbon offsetting. Now, by doing this,
okay,
we can...
Okay, thanks, Khalid. Maybe we can let Joanna answer that.
Well, if you remember, we did explore this last year. That was just before you joined us, Khalid. And we decided at the time...